Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Journey with Stephanie radio program. I'm so happy all of you are listening in tonight. Thank you. Thank you for being here. This is the very first Journey with Stephanie radio show of 2022. Is that not exciting? I'm totally excited for tonight. So again, I'm your host, Stephanie Girard. I do all kinds of really fun things, really cool things with people. I'm an energy healer. I'm a medium. Just all kinds of fun stuff. If you would like to learn more about who I am and what do I do, please go to my website, journeywithstephanie.com. I am so excited tonight. You know, there's a very, very special guest out here in the world. And for those of you who don't know, I've been visiting family here in Arizona. And this beautiful lady, Miss Leilani Graham, she's also here in Arizona. In fact, not too far up the road from me right now. I've been here visiting family for the holidays, and they invited me to stay longer, and I am joyfully so. And it's just been wonderful. So many people have asked me, how's the warm weather? And I'll tell you what, I get to see sunshine almost every single day. Love it. But the warmth, not quite so much. I have never been in Arizona where I've been cold. So that's been very interesting. It makes me wonder what is going on, and I think we're going to address that tonight. But, you know, all of us here in the U.S., we're seeing all kinds of interesting weather patterns, all kinds of other strange things going on. But are they really strange, or is this part of our new normal? We, Leilani and I, are going to talk about that tonight. We are going to talk about what we deem as the new world reality. Now, before we get started, before we bring her on, I love to do what I call the monthly astrology recap. For those of you who are uncertain of astrology, that's okay. This is yet another energy out in the world. I really firmly believe that all of our beautiful modalities, everything, every persuasion has its own influence, and astrology is one of them, the sun, the moon, the stars. So when we look at what are some of the highlights going on at present to influence everything going on, good, bad, otherwise, indifferent, we've got some pretty major pieces going on. So I've identified three very significant pieces. The first major influence that we are still contending with is Pluto. So the planet Pluto had been retrograde for 5 months, and it went direct on the 6th of October. And so because Pluto is the slowest moving planet, it's the furthest one away from us, it takes a little while for us to actually really begin to feel the energy of what does it feel like for Pluto to be direct. And what does this mean? What does it mean when we say, oh, such and such planet went direct? What this means with Pluto is that secrets get revealed. That happens within ourselves and the world around us. Now, are they really secrets, or are these the sometimes darker corners and places of our inner selves that we kind of really don't want to look at, that aspect of ourselves that it's easier to keep it under the rug versus bringing it out in the center of the living room and having a really good look at it? And we're seeing it unfold not only within ourselves, but other situations around us. For example, I've talked to several people just in this past week who are all looking at changing employers, changing their jobs, sometimes changing careers. But see, what has happened is that with these triggers that happen when all of this stuff comes to surface, it helps us to start to see the real truth of the matter, what is going on. And then we get to think about what is it that we want? How do we want to proceed forward? So there it is for Pluto. The next influence going on is something that we call Venus retrograde. And Venus retrograde occurred on the 19th of December. This does go direct at the end of January this month. Good. Yay. The energy of this compares to being like a Mercury retrograde, but with the people in our lives. And of course, because it's the planet Venus, which is the love planet, it's going to affect that department first. So what does that mean? Well, whether we are in partnership, whether we are married, whether we are single, there's going to be people from our past that come forth again and present themselves. It could be as simple as we see their name on social media somewhere. It could be that they actually reach out to us, or their name crosses our mind and we reach out to them. Whatever the case might be, it is the opportunity for us to take a closer look at that connection and then ask ourselves, is this something that we want to have in our lives? Or is it time to say, gosh, thank you so much for this connection? We say this to the universe and we bless them with love and send them on their way. Now, once we decide what we want to do with these opportunities for these former connections, this review process is really important, because once we have come to peace with how we want to proceed forward, that doorway basically closes either way. So it's like a final review. Okay. Then the last and final influence we have actually starts next week. And this is the infamous Mercury retrograde. So I'm sure many people are familiar with that. Gosh, for a long time in my life, I thought, oh no, this is terrible. I don't want this. And I definitely had a lot of people around me who resonated with that. Yet over time, I actually learned how to work with the Mercury retrograde energies in a positive way. And then later on learning that because I am a Gemini and my ruling planet is Mercury, for Geminis anyway, it helps us to fast forward. So that brought a whole complete different insight as to why these Mercury retrogrades felt crazy to me. Well, every year it's in a different element, and in astrology we have air, water, earth, and fire. This year, the Mercury retrogrades are in the earth signs, and our earth signs are Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. And with these earth signs, earth and water are also known as the feminine signs, the divine feminine. And then fire and air are the divine masculine. So this is in a feminine sign. It begins on the 14th of January, and it goes through the 3rd of February. And what this means is it's going to help, you know, when we think about the earth energy connecting with that deep center within ourselves, we think about what moves us. And sometimes these planets can help be sort of like a billy goat, and they help us to move in the areas of our lives that we may not necessarily feel like we want movement in. So anyway, there we have it. So when I want to go back and revisit Pluto retrograde, because I'm sure the question is, well, if it went direct on the 6th of October, why are we talking about it now? Well, here's why. Because for the first 3 months that it went direct, Pluto, again, is the slowest moving planet. It's so far out there that it's taking until this month for us to actually feel the effects of things moving forward. Of, okay, this area of my life is finally starting to loosen up. I feel like I'm going in a direction. I feel like I'm going somewhere. That's the energy that it brings us. So at this place in time, this absolutely ties in with this discussion that Leilani and I are going to have. So right now, I would like to introduce my guest, Leilani Graham. She is the founder and owner of Vibrational Physics. Her website is vibrationalphysics.com. She's a wonderful person, a fabulous healer, and a great friend. So let's bring her on the air. Hello, Leilani.
Aloha, Stephanie.
How are you?
Sassy as always, girl.
Oh. When are you not sassy? Oh, for Pete's sake.
And just so you know, I brought all the big boys with me.
Oh, I know you did.
So they're going to be hanging out with us tonight.
I think so. We're never quite alone, are we?
You know, I was really tuning into the information that you were sharing with the listeners this evening. And first and foremost, I would like to say aloha to all of you that have tuned into the show this evening. It's a great honor to have you all with us. We'd like to invite all of you to take a moment. You may want to go get a piece of paper and something to write with, because we're going to be giving out some really powerful information so that all of you will be able to navigate throughout the 2022 roadmap for this year. What do you think, Stephanie?
Oh, I think that's perfect. I have my pen and paper here, too.
Well, I would actually like to share first and foremost with all the listeners this evening the main vibrational frequencies for this year. And we have a number two. Of course, you know, we're dealing with 2022. So let's visit with the number two, which is all about unity, people coming together. Working at different goals, different levels, bringing minds together and sharing their thoughts, and even assisting and empowering others as well on their own personal journey, which is very, very exciting. Now, we also have the master number 22. And this is what I really, really want to emphasize with all of you this evening. Carrying that master number of the 22 is all about all of us giving ourselves permission to redirect our energies to build towards all of our goals in life. No matter what that may look like, is it having a personal love relationship, to wanting to build a skyscraper, to opening up your own restaurant. And you may be pondering ground in your own mind, well, why would that be so important? Is that master number is all about building. And it's giving us the opportunity to expand ourselves beyond what we feel are limited. So those walls of limitation is crumbling right before our very eyes. That's given us that space to think beyond what we would ever think to think that we were capable of doing. Wouldn't you say, Stephanie?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And the place that I'm being taken to when we talk about the 22, of course, it's an ascended master number, like you stated. And I know that the number 11 with the ascended master number is about the journey of the soul. It's kind of like on the astrology wheel, house number one is all about self. And so in a similar way, that's how it is with the 11, with the ascended masters. And then when we look at the number 22, here we go, being of service to humanity.
That's right.
And that's where it takes me, you know, when you were saying that, sharing that the number two is unity. Absolutely. And it's also being of service and building that. The other thing, you know, each number has their positive meaning and their, I don't want to say negative, I prefer challenging, or maybe an awareness. There's an awareness of a different side of the number two, which is subservient. Because when we look at the number two, it is a person on their knees praying. It's a different way to look at it. However, within the prayer, we have the intention, and with the intention, we bring it back to being of service, which ties back in once again with the number year that we're in, which is very powerful, by the way.
That's right. Now, most of us all know that you don't reduce a master number, especially with the master number of 22. But if we did that, because what's the underlying of the 22 is all about foundation. And so part of what that entails for all of us, as our minds come together to share common goals with each other, it's all about building a strong foundation. Because without that, it won't be able to sustain itself, correct? So keep that in the back of your mind. And that, it doesn't stop at, you know, opening up a restaurant. It can be as simple as your home foundation, your foundation of your inner and outer relationships with each other. And that's going to be very important for us to keep that in the forefront as we begin on our journey this year. And then let's explore the number six. Now, the six is also all about change, interestingly enough, but it's a balance between the material aspects and the spiritual. And so it's going to be very important as we embark on this journey of achieving our goals, is keeping that balance and watching and asking ourselves, what is our motivation? What is our direct intent as we begin to create? And I'd love to see, love to get feedback from all of you as you begin on this journey for the year. Now, keeping in mind, January is a month of reflection. And as Stephanie had shared earlier, is we're about to embark on the Mercury retrograde. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when we use the RE, it's all about reflection, revisit, revamping. And this has helped me to navigate as Mercury retrograde, as we journey through the Mercury retrograde. Don't you think, Stephanie?
Yes, and when I was sharing earlier about, you know, once upon a time earlier on my spiritual path journey, I grew to just, you know, detest, be afraid. I was in fear of what did Mercury retrograde mean. However, it was over time when I did learn, well, there's actually opportunity, and it's every reword that there is, review, receive, revamp. And it, absolutely every one of these RE words, it taught me that it was actually okay to stop and pause, and here's one for you, not react to the situation, but to review it, revamp it, whatever it was that I needed to do.
That's right. Yeah. And it's interesting because it gives us the space as we reflect and exercise that reflection, is allowing us the opportunity to great minds coming together. You can actually, you know, work in the background on achieving some of your goals, or revisiting, let's say, your website, or cleaning out a closet that you have been postponing for months at end, you know, those types of things, because it's all going to be about as well this year is simplifying our lives. Because what we have achieved, everyone, and this is what you're going to find very interesting, on the 31st of December, the old paradigm has been sealed. It is gone. It's gone bye-bye. So on January the 1st, we began a brand new chapter. Now, you probably are sitting there going, wait a minute. Now we go through this every year, beginning, endings and beginnings, and we all celebrate every time a new year cycle comes in to play. Well, this is very different because what we've all been going through since October the 1st, which Pluto has played an important role in this, Pluto's been a great friend to all of us because it's invited us to clean out all the cobwebs so that we could retain true freedom as we closed the old paradigm chapter to begin a new era. And we are officially in that new era. And so I really would like for all of you to sit for a moment and really reflect on what that truly means and what's the difference between this coming into the year of 2022 versus all the past years cycles that we've all experienced. Oh, isn't that amazing, Stephanie?
It's super powerful. It's very, very powerful. And it's overwhelming. And it's only overwhelming if we don't quite understand what is happening. And yes, to the Pluto retrograde being direct and helping us. Because I don't know about you, Leilani, but for me, from October, November, December, it's not that anything negative happened per se, but it brought to me opportunities to resolve things, to close some doors, to prepare to open a new door. And that's the exciting part. And now being on this side of the doorway, it's fresh and clean, you see.
That's right.
I really, truly feel that sense of, okay, I cleaned out the closets. Now I can take a nice deep breath and proceed forward.
And yes. It's exhilarating.
Yes. Oh, very much so. Very much so. Mm-hmm.
And what's really interesting about it, as you know, Stephanie, on October the 1st, I like to call it a realignment because all of humanity globally has been going through a realignment. Now, many of us have been able to come to the other side of the realignment. Many of us are still working on that realignment. So it has carried over into January for some of you. But don't be disheartened. I'd like to invite all of you to do this with a happy heart because we are officially free. We have been freed on the 31st of December of our personal bondages that we've all been collectively been involved with. And so it's about shifting our perception and our mindset to come to that greater, higher knowledge that being freed from that bondage as we begin into this new era, the new reality that we all have been working towards for years now, it has finally arrived for all of us. But once we change our perception to understand this greater knowledge, then we begin to understand what it truly means to be free. We are going to witness this year the freedoms of the systems that has kept us bound up all these decades and centuries, where it's all going to be about the main theme for this year is going to be the expression of unconditional self-love and for each other. Let's just take a pause for a moment and really reflect on those words. The expression of unconditional self-love and for each other. That is going to be the main vibrational frequencies of this year. That's going to be very predominant and play a major role in all of our lives on a global scale. What we can also look forward to is family. Family is going to play a very important role in our lives this year as well. Doesn't necessarily mean your immediate families. It's about our tribes meeting each other and coming together to join like minds to work together on projects for common goals for humanity and also on a very personal level as well. I'll take a pause for a moment, Stephanie, if you would like to add to that.
I think it's really important to, for all of us to allow ourselves to, first and foremost, not only connect with the divine universal energy that we do, whether it is with God or Creator, Source, whatever terminology that you connect with, that's the most important thing. And connect with that, just that beautiful energy, and really feel what does it feel like as far as who is your family. We have our bio family, and we have our friends' family, and we have our tribe. I really feel that pull for myself, and I know what that means. And of course, you know, that may one day be shared at a different time, but for this moment in time, I am feeling that movement. And I'm also seeing this type of shifting and changing and movement with those that I talk with on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I think you have a really, really important point there, Leilani, because whether it's going to be our biological family or our tribe, the point is we are all being called to a different place, you know. It could be still in the same town, but we're with other people, or maybe we relocate. I have learned about others who are in the process again of relocation, and it generally seems to happen right around Mercury retrograde, by the way. So
I'm glad you brought that up, Stephanie, and please forgive me for the interjection here, because that's all a part of that realignment. And, you know, a lot of times we have a tendency to want to resist change, not realizing that we were being required and to release, well, let's just use the word baggage. And because we had realignments with our DNA, with our chakras, even to the points of light, you know, of every cell of our physical bodies, our higher minds and higher heart has been physically integrating and anchoring within the physical body. And I had the opportunity to really tap into that. And many of you are probably already are and not necessarily always connecting with that understanding. And hopefully tonight you'll go, oh, that's what's going on with me. And so we all came here for a purpose, a direct purpose, to play a major role of the new reality, and for us to be able to fully embrace and step into that mission that we all have come to do, we had to be able to let go of those things that no longer served us. And this is where Pluto really played a major role in our lives, because it was giving us that space to clean out our closets.
Yes, and Leilani, on this note, I would like to take a pause for just a moment and just say to all of the listeners, everyone in our audience, once again, my guest tonight is Leilani Graham. She's the founder and owner of Vibrational Physics. If you would like to connect with Leilani, her website is vibrationalphysics.com. And if you would like to have a session with me, my website is journeywithstephanie.com. If you go to our show page, if you go to the show page for the show, you will see links for both of our sites. So go ahead and please refer to that. That would be great. So Leilani, you know, I want to get back to, once again, just touching lightly on Pluto retrograde. It was interesting. In my world, there was an experience I had towards the end of 2021. And last year, I worked on a very personal topic for myself. It was that part of myself that I really wanted to keep under the rug. And I thought, well, it's okay. I know about it, and one day I will deal with it. And because people like you and I have the experiences that we do, including the calling that we have, Pluto retrograde helped me to go through all of the necessary steps to release that energy, to have the shakedown, which led to literally a surgery, and then to start anew and fresh. Mm-hmm. And it's been absolutely amazing. And so when we are in alignment with the energies, it doesn't mean that we understand every step of the way, but yet we gain that awareness. We're operating in faith that, okay, I am divinely held. I am divinely taken care of. Everything is in divine order.
That's right.
But, yeah, yeah.
And we get to be, we experience magic unfolding in our lives on a daily basis. And it, you know, I get excited every day just to get up to see all the great things that will flood into my life. Even some of the, I've even changed my perception on how I choose to look at things, even down to a challenge. Because when a challenge presents itself to me, I actually get very excited about the challenge, because this is an area that I have overlooked, or it became an oversight on my part. And so it's giving me that opportunity to clean it up so that I can continuously gain more and more freedom. Because embarking on this new era, aligning ourselves with that true freedom, that's when you start to really understand the magic of our lives. And this is what's going to be really important for all of us to keep in mind as well as we embark on this journey. Oh, sorry about that. It's a text message. Sorry about that. Go figure, right? I forgot to power it off. Oops. See? That's right. But, you know, what's really interesting is that, you know, a lot of people call the realignment, you know, they think of it as the tower moment. And, you know, we've had a tendency at times to look at that in a negative way. And a tower moment is not necessarily negative. It's an actual frequency that has given us that space to do what we need to do to set things in the, to make our errors, set the record straight, so to speak. because we did not want to have to carry that with us into this new era. And the quicker we gave ourselves permission to do so with a change of perception on how we choose to view things allowed us to navigate through it at a much quicker pace so that we could enjoy that freedom and match that frequency of our new era. But I want to go back real quick, if I may, Stephanie, to revisit the main theme of the unconditional love for this year.
Yeah.
So what that's also going to entail, and you all are going to get to witness it, if you're looking for your divine mate or your divine female, get ready, because they will start coming together beginning this year. And you're going to see a lot of movement in that area of your lives starting in February. What a perfect month, right? Because February is all about love. I mean,
absolutely.
It's pretty cool. Many of you that are tuning in will not only meet your divine counterpart, but you'll also be getting married. And if you choose not to get married, you'll come together in a union that will be built on true, unconditional love. And if you can't, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if I may go down a little bit more to share with all of you, the theme for this year, and you know, as we continue moving forward year after year, it's also going to be all about speaking our truth, being very transparent in our truth. When we communicate with each other, to interacting in our outer reality, being, and truth starts with us first. And there we're able to share that with our outer reality as well. Simple as, if you feel your truth is a no, then it's a no. And be comfortable with saying no, not at this time, so that you're able to move on. It's all going to be about respect and honor and showing compassion and understanding. A lot of those we've already integrated within our person, and we're already expressing a lot of that. But the one area of interest would be speaking truth. And you and I, Stephanie, have had many conversations about that one.
Oh, we sure have. We have.
And it's not always easy, is it?
No, it can feel very uncomfortable, yet there's a wonderful honoring of self when, first of all, that we can feel safe to feel vulnerable with each other and speak our truth. And I have found, once again, in dealing with my clientele, even in dealing with myself, communicating truth is not always comfortable, yet it's grown to be easier and easier. And especially when we go back to the energy of love, you know, I teach people all the time, love is the strongest energy on this planet. It's the strongest, it's the most powerful. And when we move and we speak in that space of love with no ill will or intention, there's great relief for all parties involved. So it's beautiful. It really, truly is.
That's right. And I just want to remind everyone, many of us have heard these things throughout the years through our personal journeys.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I want to emphasize to all of you. It's at a very different level. And what's important for us to keep in mind is on the 31st of December, the old paradigm was officially sealed. We are, in fact, writing a new life story. So I ask all of you tonight, what does that new storyline look like for you? What are the things that you wanted to accomplish all your life, but you had these roadblocks and obstacles in your way? Or people not necessarily having the right people, places, and situations that supported the very foundation you stood upon. You have it now. And it's up to all of us to come to that understanding and that knowing within our own eternal flame. And I'm going to invite all of you to take a moment each and every day within your own eternal flame, because guess what, everyone? We've been carrying the eternal flame with us since we took our first breath on this planet. Mm-hmm. It's been with us all along. And as we grow that internal flame, expanding it out beyond ourselves to share with the entire world, you can bring down, collapse a building with just radiating love. And I've actually tested that, by the way, Stephanie. I had this lady, oh my Lord. Bless her heart. She was yelling and carrying on. She had her hands on her hips. And then at one point, she had her finger out, and she was just pointing away, carrying on. Oh. And all I did was stand there and explode my eternal flame and just showered her with love. And I watched this woman literally just totally relaxed. Her whole body collapsed in relaxation. And then she didn't even know what to say at that point. And she just stared at me. And then all of a sudden she said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And all I did was stand there. We have that power within all of us. And I exercise every day expanding that internal flame that is burning within all of us, expanding it out throughout our planet, of it showering in every man, woman, and child on this planet.
Beautiful.
And I have found myself even more and more becoming aware, consciously aware, of my higher mind and my higher heart. And I've even been tested on that, as you know, Stephanie. And I was amazed and in awe of myself because I was very aware of it. And I wanted more of that, more to share with the people around me.
You know, Leilani, on this note of very powerful love energy, would you be open for us to take a phone call?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Let's go ahead and take one of our calls. And see
let's open it up to Wendy, who's calling about her career tonight. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. Yes, that is true. I need to get a remote position for customer service to work from home, but also I need to get a new desk so I can have a workspace in my bedroom. And I picked a few desks and they didn't work out. So do you see me getting a desk that'll make me truly happy and therefore that'll be the catapult to get getting my new job in customer service remotely.
Stephanie, did you want me to answer it or did you want to?
I'll share a couple of tidbits and then I will have you share whatever you get, Leilani. So, Wendy, what I would like to share is at this very specific place in time, we are under the influence of the new moon, and of course it's the new moon in Capricorn. And it's perfect. It's grounding. It is bringing you the chance to connect with that energy. And when we are under new moon influence, ideally we would visit the term either I am or I have. So in other words, creating the affirmation for yourself, I have all I need and then some for this very particular position. And so I just wanted to bring the new moon to your attention, and I'm going to have Leilani look at that for you.
Thank you.
Hi, pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you. Yes, you will. But what I was also hearing is that you needed to become more clear exactly what you're looking for within, you know, the function of the desk. And
right.
I had seen you kind of going back and forth.
Yeah.
With your wanting to purchase a desk. But yes, and you need to sit with yourself because, as you know, this month is a time of reflection. Get very clear of what those functions look like that you're looking for within the desk. And by the way, just so you know, you're going to become very successful.
Wonderful.
And so I'd like to invite you to consider, and please forgive me for saying this, but I'm here to empower you. You need to remember to stay out of your way. Because you're a lot in the mind, and so it's your mind that is creating some of this comfort for you. But you got a great mission to do on this planet, so girlfriend, let's get with it.
Yes, and ironically, by chance, I found the perfect chair, and I got it for a fabulous price. So I got that before the desk. And now I have to get the desk so I have a place to put the computer to work on the phone. So Wayfair has beautiful desks. I'm thinking about Wayfair. How quickly will I be working again and get that new desk?
I would say no later than by February. But that, again, I would like to preference it as well with it's going to be up to you. And this is going to be a very important tool for you that I'd like for you to write down and keep close at hand. Because now that we're in the new era, it's going to be all about being flexible like the wind. The air, because it's ever changing. I'm actually channeling and I got all this energy running through me, so please forgive me for that. Does that make sense for you?
Actually it does, because if the air is there's a lot of wind, then you can either let it push you around or you can direct it like a sailboat.
That's right. And so just remember to go with that flow. And if you feel any level of resistance, stop right there. That is your high self, because one of the other aspects, as we were having these realignments, we were also integrating and aligning with the high self. And so you have done a really great job with that, by the way.
Thank you. And I've learned a lot about manifestation. And I'm on Social Security, but to qualify for a new apartment, I need to up my income, and therefore, that's
and you will.
Why. Oh, fantastic. And I
now
are
the other thing, which is going to be extremely important, is to stay tuned into your higher mind, extremely positive. Do not allow any person, place, or situation to disturb your dominium. Okay? And it's very important that you allow your higher mind. Well, first of all, go to the heart, because the theme of our new chapter is all about the heart, the internal flame. Feel it in your heart and then take it up to the mind for action.
Okay, and I just realized something. The desk, the chair came to me out of the blue.
There you go.
Now I need that desk, and I think I know where I want to get it from Wayfair, because there's a manager that will be helping me. And her name is Tracy. I think she'll give me an extra discount. And my sister and I hopefully will be moving into a new apartment April or May of this year. And it'll be her income and mine. But now in Sacramento, they want 3 times whatever the rent is for your income. And so it's mandatory that I get this job.
And let's get on with it, girl, because you got all the tools right there in front of you.
There we go. Thank you, Wendy. Have a great night. Thank you for your call. Ladies, would you like to take another caller?
I think we have time for one more call. Yeah.
Okay, let's get one more call. This is Carmen. Carmen, welcome to the show. You are now live. Go ahead, please.
Hello, guys. This is Carmen. My question is about love.
Mm.
And if you see any love coming in soon, or
Leilani, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. Pleasure to meet you. You're not quite ready, honey. Okay.
Okay, why not?
But I do not want you to despair on that, all right? There's a little bit more work that you need to do with self. And this is going to be very important for you to actually do this last bit of work on self. Because once you get through the work that needs to be done, you will be officially ready, okay? There are some things that you've held on to from past experiences that's still a little bit of a challenge for you. And I do, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't despair. Let's get happy. You can do this. And let's get this taken care of, because your mate is near. And girl, let me tell you, the work you're going to, once you get this work done and you meet him, you best send me an invitation. Because you are going to be one happy young lady, because we're talking about your divine mate for the rest of your life.
Huh.
It's going to be true love.
Wow.
So roll your sleeves up. Let's get busy getting the work taken care of within yourself, because you know what they are. And so that way you can meet him.
Yeah. And do you see is there any messages from my dog that's on the other side?
He's a happy baby. He is such a happy baby. Was he brown?
He was white.
But his around his face?
Brownish, no. Maybe brown eyes, but I don't even remember that.
Okay. What was his name, please?
Bodie.
Bodie. very happy. He also wants you to know that he comes to visit you quite frequently. He is asked to be one of your protectors. He does love jumping up on the bed and sleeping and snuggling with you. And he truly wants to thank you for all the love and the joy that you shared with him. And he wants you to remember to have comfort in your heart, and he will always stay with you and watch over you.
Oh, that's very good.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. Have a great night. Appreciate your call.
All right, Leilani. Well, here we are, and we're just about towards the end of the show. I'm so, so happy that you came on the air with me tonight as my guest, my very special guest. I'm so, so happy that we talked about what's coming up in this world. What is this? What are we facing in 2022?
It is. It's going to be very – thank you, Stephanie. And I just want to remind everyone, this is a really exciting new era. Do not allow the outer reality of what we think we see to disturb any of us. It's all an illusion. I have physically witnessed the matrix shifting, where I watched my wall shift literally. So it has shifted for all of us. So keep that in the back of your minds. Excited, get happy. Many of you are going to experience a tremendous amount of wealth. It's important for all of us to become spiritually matured and be accountable and responsible for our person and for each other. And never, ever, ever forget, love yourself and be kind to others. Thank you, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you, Leilani. And once again, to all of our listeners, you can find the links on the show page to both Leilani's website and my website. Once again, Leilani's is vibrationalphysics.com. My website is journeywithstephanie.com. I want to thank everyone so, so much. This has been such a powerful evening, not just because it's another month, but it's a brand new year. This is a brand new paradigm. One of the things that can feel challenging for us is the energies are very different. And the main reason why is because we are in a much stronger frequency, where Leilani mentioned becoming spiritually mature. This is important for everybody, everybody. And take the time for yourselves, connect with God, sit still, be still, stand in your truth, and just learn to be and be present. Allow yourself to allow these energies to flow through. They're really powerful right now. It's a little bit crazy. But find your center, drink your water, rest, do your self-care, self-nurturing. So on that note, I will leave you with that. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. Good night, everybody.